Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you, and back here at Portiacrieve, the Meath players, still some of them out on the pitch here, at the sideline of the pitch, I should say, with family and friends, and there's lots of smiling faces here, because I'm sure they are very, very satisfied with their day's work. At half-time, it was 11 points to one goal and six, but Cockwall scored by 2-8 to 8 points in the second half. Let's get a thought from Finbarr McCarthy on that one. I'm sure you're going to concur with what we were saying, Finbarr. Cock looked good in the first half, but Meath looked very good in the second half.
Yeah, they were clearly the better team, John. You can't, you know, as myself and Jim were just chatting there, you get 19 points, you expect to win, but when you concede three goals, you won't win. And the goals were well taken, it must be said, all three of them. First one was poor defending. Second one, a turnover in the middle of the field. Third one, got through easy. And that is a concern. And when you consider that we were overly dependent on Stephen Sherlock, he got 14 of the 19 points. I think Chris Oak-Jones was probably the only other forward, Sean Potter. So three of the starting forwards didn't score from play, and one of them gets 14 points. Tough road ahead.
Yeah, it's worrying on the basis of the fact that in two of the matches that we played in the McGrath Cup, we kept clean sheets, I didn't concede goals, and this is disappointing, concede three here now today. And I said at the outset to Jim that last year, from a point of view in terms of the stats, that Cork conceded more than any other team in Division 2 of the league. They still stayed up. That's worrying first day at home.
Yeah, and actually John Carey made that point last Friday night after the McGrath Cup final in Limerick. He was disappointed they could see the two goals, making the point that you just made there, John. And when you consider we must go up to Kildare next Sunday, we watched Kildare and Dublin, they only lost by a point, Dublin, whether Dublin are probably gone back a small bit, and then we have Dublin in our next game. So we're looking at a possibility of three successive defeats in a league campaign. Now, I hope to God I'm wrong, but when you look at the league campaign, it dictates where you could be playing the championship unless you get to a Munster final. So you'd have expected to win here today based on our pre-season form. This is a serious, serious setback.
The fact that we'd four home games, and we mentioned that at the outset, it's almost nullified now. The fact that we've lost the first game is very much equal, as you said, away to Kildare, home to Dublin and Limerick, away to Clare and Louth, and then home to Derry, which ain't going to be easy either.
No, and I was in Oneberg last year. I know it's a difference playing home and away, and Derry hammered Limerick yesterday, 16 points to 4. So that'll tell you that they had a great championship last year, so they're obviously building on that. We all came into this game with optimism. You're right, John, we had expected to win. I suppose we'd probably have expected to win 3-4. Dublin was kind of a free hit based on previous year's results. But you had to be impressed by Meath here today. Their foot passing at the start was poor, but as the game went on, it got better and better. Jim was making the point, we were chatting before the game, that Colm O'Rourke is in favour of the long ball game, and he certainly proves it here today. A big, big setback. It's not the end of the world, but it's a setback. We'd have expected to win, and it's certainly going to make for a very tough league campaign with big games coming down the track.
Yeah, you're right about Colm O'Rourke. He'll have to be very satisfied, Jim Nolan. It looks like his team have the skill set to play the game that he wants as well. As Finbarr mentioned there, great foot passing, lovely footwork as well from the point of view of shimming and dumbing a couple of times there, and their finishing was top class. He'll be really so satisfied.
Yeah, any team that can score three goals, I think, John, they play the foot passing, particularly against the wind. You know, against the wind, you think that when they were turning to face the wind, this is going to be very difficult. Cock up the breeze, they should be able to pull away here. But Meath came out, they used the foot passing. When they got the ball inside, they left it off quickly with the hand, but they were able to cut through then, and their finishing was lethal inside. Like, three goals, as I said, as we were saying, we said again, we're repeating ourselves, but if you score 19 points, you'd say, you know, that should nearly take us over the line. But if you concede three goals, you won't win very, very many games. And that Cock will have to look at that now and say, you know, why is this happening? Why are we conceding these goals? And, you know, I suppose Cork will be disappointed altogether, scoring 19 points and that they didn't score a goal. So they'd have to work on that. No, I suppose the big difference is if Cork had won today, we'd have said, try to give them a small bit of space. You know, they could be, you know, saying to themselves, we've got a chance here, go up to Kildare next week, it'll be very difficult. It's totally different now. They'll have to go to Kildare next week and they'll have to hope they're going to win. You know, they're going to have to go there to win, to get themselves back into the into the race even, you know. Otherwise, if they go up there and lose again facing Dublin the following week, they could find themselves down in the bottom of the league table very easily and anything could happen.
You'd have to say, Finn, by the way, the championship draw is that Cork would be favoured to get to the Munster final, but you can't take anything for granted, obviously, against Limerick or Clare. But there's several pitfalls if that doesn't happen, the way the 4x4 is set up now, the Sam Maguire Cup, the fact that Westmeath are there, the fact that we're going to have a weaker county, obviously, in the Connacht football final as well. Somebody is going to pay the price somewhere along the way. We certainly don't want that to be Cork.
It's so complicated, John, even I can't understand it, but I take your point. We would have been hoping to be sure of our place in Sam Maguire before we enter the championship, and I think the first championship match is above an Ennis, is a tough game, even though I think this Clare team has gone back a bit, but based on what we saw here today, it's not going to be easy. I would think if we beat Clare we'd probably be too good for Limerick and we would get to the Munster final and we'll secure our place. But you'd like to be going into the championship knowing you were in the Sam Maguire. I think it would be an absolute disaster, with all due respects to the Tarleton Cup, if Cork were in it, because it really downgrades everything you're trying to achieve. But this is not the start we wanted. It's a tough road ahead now for Cork, and when you look at the team that started today, Jim tells me it was 14 of the side that played against Kerry in the McGrath Cup, and like, there's not too many more to come into today. I don't think we have any really injuries. Possibly Conor Corbett, a lot of Sigurdsson Cup played. Killian O'Hanlon looked good last week. Rory Dean coming back into it. There's not a whole lot to Carlo Mania with his hurling exploits came on today. There's not a whole lot to come into that team. So what you have out there and the guys that are in training is what you have. So it certainly is a very, very tough week ahead for the lads.
Okay, guys, fingers crossed. Thanks for your thoughts and observations on day one. Not a result we needed here, but it is Meath who move on with 2 points. And next week, Kildare play Cork, Meath play Clare, Louth play Derry, and Limerick play Dublin. We should have a lot better idea of the shape of things to come after that trip to Kildare next weekend. And crucially, all four games are taking place on Sunday afternoon, so it will be a busy Sunday afternoon. But unfortunately, disappointment here with that victory, Rory, overall for Meath. Well deserved. They've won by 3-14 to 19 points. We'll have reaction via Michael Scanlon from Cork a little later on. For the moment, though, it's back to you, Rory.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.